and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bookshelves, a Scott County Public Library podcast. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Minyum.
And this week we are talking about the recording studio where we are currently at. And we have Chris joining us this week.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
What? No problem at
With
all.
Minimal coercion.
it's kind of like Inception because we're talking about the place that we're in right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. We're recording this from the recording studio.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is, I think, I don't know, I didn't expect to use it as much as we do, which is really helpful that it's here. So.
Right. The recording studio is something, before I started working at the library, I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So, and I just think it's a great place for patrons to come in and check out and learn about and use.
Absolutely.
And I'm almost certain, Chris, there are 90% Scott Countyans that will say exactly the same thing that you just said.
I agree. I think it's a hidden gem.
It is.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
So let's talk about it, shall we? Just kind of give us like an overview, like a rundown of like what's in here, like what people find when they come in and visit.
Okay. So the recording studio, I've never actually measured this room, but I would say, what'd you say, maybe 8 by 15 or 12, something like that. I mean, it's a pretty pretty big space. So it has sound dampening on the walls. It's not completely soundproof, and I always make it a point to tell people that. Like, you can't just do, like, really loud thumping bass sounds and expect nobody to hear it. But for the demos and stuff that we do during our orientation, we turn it up pretty loud. And then we step outside the double doors right here, and you can barely really hear any of it at all. So that's, I mean, it's very well dampened in here, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as far as equipment-wise, Chris, these are some of the top-of-the-line equipment that we have for our patrons to use.
It's all free, which is another great thing. There's an iMac computer that you can do for mixing. There's three different Rode microphones, and we've got a mixer that has, I believe, at least four inputs. So you could be inputting multiple instruments at once if you got the whole band in here or whatever, you know. So we've got studio quality monitors to play back the sound so you can listen to it after it's been recorded and see if it sounds like what you want it to sound like. We've got a nice microphone right here where we're recording right now. We've got lights. We've got green screens.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff packed into a small space.
It's just not recording. It's videoing and mixing, and it's pretty elaborate.
Yeah, exactly right. I forgot to say there's a video camera in here where you can record different things. Some of the patrons I've talked to have recorded stuff using the video camera for, you know, different headshots and things like that that they want to get out.
One thing I'm sure they probably want to know is, you know, we offer this now 3 times a month.
Yes.
Right? The orientation 3 times a month. And because of the space and all the equipment that's in here, you are somewhat limited in seating.
Right.
Right? And that is, what, 4, I believe, right?
For people that are taking the orientation, right. It's actually 3 maximum.
It is 3.
Yeah, that's something I was going to touch on. Is that when you go to sign up on the website, or you can call in to, you know, via phone here to the library, and we can get you set up on there too. But 3 people maximum per orientation is what we have. Right. Now, if you're a mom and you have a kid or something, you can the child can sit in the adjacent room. We're not going to kick them out or anything like that. But people that are actually getting their paperwork done and taking the orientation, it's just 3 at a time. So 3 and 3 a month means 9 people per month. So it's an exclusive club.
And I guess. And I have to go back a little bit on the history, because I remember, several years ago, we were offering these orientations, and we would have nobody sign up.
Right.
And we were offering this like once a month back years ago. But now we have 3 classes.
Yeah.
And they're getting filled, right?
They are. The past 2, We've had wait lists, actually. So when you sign up, if the three-person maximum has been reached, then you can get on the wait list. And if somebody cancels, then you can take the orientation that time. But, yeah, the last two have been full, and everybody's taken advantage of it, and we like that.
Yes, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah. What do you kind of notice people come in here to use this space, like, mostly for? Like, if people come into the orientation, do they usually tell you, like, yeah, I'm into music, and I really want to do this, that, and the other? What do we hear more than most?
I would say it's a pretty even split on what people say they're looking to do. You know, I'm not grilling every single person
comes
in like, hey, what are you going to be using this for? No, that's not what we do. But the people that do want to talk about it, usually they're either looking to do music or some sort of video recording.
Cool.
Which both of those this room is set up great for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So has they expressed to you that this just seems too complicated or intimidating or any of that sort while you're doing your orientation? Or is it pretty easily flowing and learning environment?
Well, my goal is to make it an easy learning environment.
Of course.
So usually when we're doing the orientation, I'll kind of stop between sections and ask people if they have any questions about things. But to your question of does anybody say whether it's too complicated, I haven't had anybody say that they think it's too complicated yet. Not to say that we won't in the future, but as of right now, I think people find once they do the orientation that it's pretty straightforward. So I think people can feel confident after they've done the orientation. They come in, they do it, they get the paperwork signed. And another thing that I recommend, especially for people that are newer to this sort of equipment, is to either add on an extra hour to how long you think that your recording is going to take, just so you have plenty of time and you don't feel rushed, or kind of come in and schedule like a quick practice session for them to get used to, you know, getting the computer set up with the right programs, and then, you know, that way they feel ready on their big recording day.
Yeah, well, I know I do that every time I come in here to set up for our podcast, because as we all have had, we've recorded something and then it's just all of a sudden not there anymore. So
no!
Yeah, I usually, before our, that's definitely user error. That is not anything to do with our equipment in here. It's just me. But, yeah, I usually pop in here about 30 minutes early and do a couple test runs just to make sure, kind of save partway through on anything you're doing. Just good practice to get into.
And, you know, that's probably a good practice just in general in life.
Yes.
Not always a recording studio.
Yeah.
Take a little extra time.
Yep.
Make sure you get everything saved. Because when you rush, it's when you make errors.
Exactly.
You know?
So.
What is the maximum time that you can reserve this room?
3 hours consecutively.
Three hours.
And I believe on the paperwork that we have our patrons sign, if nobody has a time slot directly after that, I believe you can request more if you needed more after the 3 hours.
Okay.
But as far as what you can sign up for, it's 3 hours in a row.
Yeah. I can't imagine being in it for 3 hours.
Oh, no, I can, because I remember doing stuff like this in college, and it's like, man, 3 hours has gone by. It felt like 20 minutes when you get into working on stuff. So, yeah, it's really nice having that big cushion time slot for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And you know, really, if you think about it, these are some expensive equipment.
It is, yes.
I mean, you got Mac computer, which is not cheap. You got this mixing console, you got this speaker, and you got all this equipment that sets up. And if you were to buy these, I mean, you're running into thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
That is free.
Yeah. Zero
cost. There's
that
word.
Yep.
There's that word, free.
Our favorite word.
Yeah.
The library.
That you can come to do this because you don't have to buy all this equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's here for free. So why would you not take advantage of this?
Right. Yeah. And to jump off of your point, I actually did a little research before our podcast today.
Nice.
On the cost of just renting a recording studio area.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to just record, to get a space to record, not an audio engineer, not anything like that, but nice studios, it can be over $50 an hour.
Wow.
Just to get into a studio to do the record. That's
before
anything else.
That's $150. So
that's $150 in your pocket right here.
Right.
We should be
tapping
into that.
All right, listeners. Well, we are going to start charging. No, we're just kidding.
But that's amazing.
I didn't even think about that. Honestly.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up with with musicians as friends and stuff, and they went to record, albums and things. I never knew how much it cost. I knew it was a lot, but I never knew it was that much just to get into the place, you know?
Just to get in, not to use the equipment.
Right.
Jeez.
One thing I think is really cool about this place is, because I'm into cameras and photography and whatnot, and photography equipment is notoriously quite expensive.
Yes.
So what's really nice, not only being able to come in and, utalize what's here already, seeing if you like what's here as, setting up a base for yourself to be I'm now familiar with this model of camera, and, I really like those lights that were in there. I might look into getting my own. So they're just, so many different facets of being able to come in here and learn for yourself. I mean, if you're in college and you're taking classes and you're I don't know if I'd like doing audio mixing, and you can come in here and try it and see if you like it. So at no cost to you.
Right. And to your point about that, if you have a little bit of equipment already, you can bring in some of your own stuff. If you've got your own laptop and you're, so these are iMacs, so it's going to be Apple stuff. But if you're, a Windows person and you already have your own Windows laptop, you can bring that in, and you can, you can use that too. So
that's good to know.
Right.
That's
so it's a very versatile space, I guess is a good way to put it.
Definitely. So I want to know just a little bit more about the orientation. What can people expect when they come in for the orientation?
Okay.
Everyone has to go through it.
Right. So you'll sign up for the orientation before you are able to reserve it for your own personal use. So when I'm doing my orientation, I like to set it up how the patron will see it when they come in by themselves. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the lights on when we walk in for the first time. I leave the lights off. I leave, the doors how they are, the cameras where they'll be, and all that sort of stuff. So, we start outside, and I'll talk to them a little bit, and then we'll come in. I'll say, here's the light switch, so you can turn it on. It turns on both the rooms, and we'll come in, and then we'll basically start our orientation right here in the room. Our listeners can't see this, but the equipment is actually numbered, so we kind of follow along with that in a general sense. It's not set in stone, but we follow along with, here's all the different pieces of equipment, here's where it turns on. That's the big thing, how to turn it on, how to use it. We go over all that different stuff. The me talking to them portion of it usually lasts somewhere between 30 and 45 minutes. But I get tired when I talk a lot, so I like to take breaks. And when I kind of get to a spot where, I'll just stop and I'll say, okay, does anybody have any questions, and go from there. And if they do, and people, a lot of times when you ask somebody if they have a question, they don't. But then they think of it because their brain starts thinking of questions.
Yep.
And then a couple minutes later, they'll be like, what about such and such? And then I'll stop and think about it, and I'll give myself another break from talking. Also, I like to say about that, if people have questions and I don't know the answer, and I don't have every single answer because nobody has all the answers to everything. But if there's something that comes up and I'm like, I'm not sure or I don't know, I try to I always follow up with an email to all the people that take the orientation afterwards with answers or with some sort of other, info links or whatever the answer to their question might be.
Nice. I want to touch up on a couple of things. I know you touched up on the equipment that's numbered.
Yes.
And if you really want to see that, what Chris is talking about, you can go to our website, to Recording Studio, and you'll see the pictures of the equipment that is listed on our website to get an idea what all Chris is talking about. And there are quite a few that is available to use. And I'll tell you, one of the bad thing for me about Recording Studio mm-hmm. is where it's located.
It is kind of hidden.
It is so hidden. It's a wonder that people even know.
It's a literal hidden gem.
It literally is, right? Because it is in a corner. So if you come in to your front door, to the front door of the library.
Yes.
You would, if you know where Kentucky Room is, you would look to the right in a catty corner behind where the DVDs are. And you'll see a sign that'll say Recording Studio. Now, that's me trying to explain that to you, to where to find it, but that's one of the things that that I wish it was better designed to where people knew and could see this
yes.
you know, a little more easily.
See it as they walk in.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, you have a recording studio?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That's something I tell the patrons yeah. during the orientation, too. I'll say, you know, just when you're coming in the front, you can also just stop at the info desk and check yeah. in and be like, you know, I'm here for the recording studio. And usually they'll walk you over to it
yeah.
and unlock the door if they need to.
Right. Right. That would be the easy way to do it.
Right.
but I just think for whatever reason in the last year or couple of years, it has really taken off. I think it's partly
yeah.
due to our marketing efforts, and you know, I'm hoping this podcast will
yeah.
also be helping. But I think part of it also is word of mouth, where you know, after they take this course, they'll tell their friends, and you know, they'll tell their two friends and whatnot, and we're getting a bunch of good reviews.
Yeah, I've noticed in the last few orientations that have been full. That several of the, well, you know, it's three people maximum, but usually a couple of the people taking it at the same time know each other.
Oh.
So
no.
they're signing up
yeah.
at the same time with their friends
yeah.
or their coworkers or whatever, and they're all taking it at once.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, that's great when you already know somebody there when
exactly.
you're taking a class,
exactly.
too, because you feel very comfortable with
yeah.
it.
I mean, I think every group of friends at one point or another has said, we should start a podcast.
Like, yeah.
So, you know, if you want to try your hand at it, no cost to you. Come
exactly.
on in. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, this has been great.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Absolutely great.
Well, I mean, you just have to come in and see for yourself because there really is endless possibilities in this one room.
There will, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
We've said it
oh,
once,
yeah.
we'll say it again.
Yeah.
yeah. There's no reason not to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So y'all come in and see Chris and get your orientation squared away and come in and see what you can create.
That's right. Take the orientation class.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Sign right. up. Come see me. Say hey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you
so
all
much.
So much.
Yeah. Well, we had a blast. This was fun.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys later.
See ya. Beyond the Bookshelves is a public library podcast produced by the Scott County Public Library in Georgetown, Kentucky. Your hosts are marketing manager Minyoung Bowling and media coordinator Lucy Bell. Editing is done by the marketing team with special assistance from the technology department of Scott County Public Library. Our theme is Happy Day by Stock Audios on Pixabay Music. If you want to hear more about the Scott County Public Library, you can visit our website at www.scottpublib.org. Join us next time as we turn the page to Beyond the Bookshelves. See you next time.